Welcome, as always, to all of you to worship this day. It is good for us to be together. It's hard to believe that we're in August now. The year feels like it's gone by so quickly. Just a reminder for folks who will need it, Vacation Bible School is coming up, and that will be on Monday, August 28th. And there are registration forms that can be found on the church website or in the church office, and we would love it if we could have those back by August 15th. So please come and get those or send them in, and that's kind of our one big announcement for coming up here in the life of our parish. Let us begin our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who greets us in this and every season, whose word never fails, whose promise is sure. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of our neighbors. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned. We have hurt our community. We have squandered your blessings. We have hoarded your bounty. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy. Righteous God, we confess that we have sinned. We have failed to be honest. We have lacked the courage to speak. We have spoken falsely. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy. God is a cup of cold water when we thirst. God offers boundless grace when we fail. Claim the gift of God's mercy. You are freed and forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit, and with this food, fill all the starving world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our first reading today comes from Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for the Lord has glorified you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard of it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the first year after my mom died, I found myself most drawn to people who had had a similar experience. because I wanted to surround myself with people who would just get it. I wanted to be around people who wouldn't ask, but who wouldn't ask well-meaning but still very draining questions. I didn't want to be around anybody who would offer unhelpful platitudes, and I certainly didn't want to be around anyone who felt that they had to try and fix things or make me feel better. I just wanted genuine understanding and compassion. And this is what we all want when we are experiencing suffering and pain in life. We so rarely need or even want someone to come and just fix everything for us. We really just want to know concretely that we are not alone in our pain and in our suffering. We want to know and feel genuine understanding and compassion from those around us. We want to know that God has not abandoned us, and we often don't need it to come in some big, grand, showy experience. We want to not feel alone, and we want to feel understood over small things and in seemingly small ways. We just want somebody to sit with us. We want to share a cup of coffee or tea. We want someone to send a card or a text that says that they're praying for us. Anything to help us know that we are not alone. And this is what the crowds want when they follow Jesus. Everyone has heard that John the Baptist has been murdered by Herod, and the people are probably scared and feeling very alone. They're scared that Herod, who is oppressing the Jewish people at the command of Rome, will perhaps turn on them and kill them next. They're scared that they trusted in John the Baptist and listened to his messages about God, but now that he's dead, what does that say about the power of the Lord? The crowds are worried about being killed and abandoned, and Jesus, who is also grieving the death of his cousin and his friend, has compassion on this crowd. He sees their fears and worries and griefs, and he has genuine understanding and compassion for them. And this compassion is no showy and fancy miracle. There's no fireworks. Herod is not suddenly struck down sick or dead, and there's no earthquake or plagues of any kind. There's simply bread and fish, and the people are filled with enough to make 12 baskets of leftovers. And this miracle of feeding the more than 5,000 people just kind of happens. There's probably no way that the folks in the way, way back of the crowd totally knew or understood what was happening. It's just that all of a sudden, there was enough food for them to be filled. And in a time and place where many people rarely ate enough to be filled, there's no underestimating what a gift that was. There's one less worry for the day. The people on this terrifying day did not have to worry about or think about what they were going to eat that night or where it was going to come from. And it was a simple meal. It just kind of happened. And it was enough. And in it, they knew that they were not alone. And Jesus meets you in the same way. Yes, big, flashy miracles happen, and I'm not saying that they don't happen or that they are more or less important. But what I am saying is that the deep compassion Jesus has for you most often shows up looking something like simple bread and fish that are somehow just there. And it is more than enough. Jesus' compassion for you is the unexpected card or text or phone call. It is the sitting in silence with someone who won't try and fix it but is just there for you. And it's the meal dropped off or the random chores done. It is the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Jesus broken and shed for you. The compassion of Jesus for you comes from those around us. And we, in turn, are also Jesus' compassion to others. It is the reminder and that deep feeling that we are not alone, that God has not abandoned us, that we are loved. We understand the crucifixion to be a really big deal, and it is. But we also know how the whole story goes. You see, on the day that Jesus was crucified, for many people, that was just another day of Rome being Rome, another day of Rome using threats and killing and fear to exert power over people to make them fall in line, to make them do what Rome wanted them to do. And so Jesus was just another poor guy who pushed the boundaries too much and was paying the price for it. And God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, took that horrific but relatively commonplace event and used it to reveal the trustworthiness of God. Through Jesus' cross, God has promised us that we are never alone, that through life and through death, God will never abandon us, and that God will always come to God's people. God will always come to you, bringing life and understanding and compassion. It may look like simple bread and fish, but it will always come, usually when we least expect it, and it will always leave us filled with leftovers to spare. Amen. We sing now together the hymn, "All Who Hunger, Gather Gladly." Living together in trust and hope, let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Gathered together into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, share the harvest. Thanks be to God.